This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I honestly don't know what the temperature is. Is it like 5, 10 outside? It feels like a heat wave. It was -1 when I was in Grand Island on Sunday until like noon, and then it heated all the way up to like 2. What is it? Do you have any idea what it is now?
Not necessarily. I can look it up, though, see where we're at.
Dude, it's funny. I'm, of course, you know, I kind of like this stuff to begin with, you know, but you get used to it. When it's like 32, it's going to feel like it's like summer based on what we're used to these past few days. It's going to feel like a true heat wave in the next few days. So, when I said I actually like cold weather, I forgot to share this the other day. And there's some people who went to college classes with me. One of them's the Standing Bear varsity baseball coach. He goes, by the way, we had this, I think it was econ class or something together when we first moved back to Lincoln. He's like, I never imagined I'd be coaching your son in baseball. But I would legit, I go to winter conditioning. So you get up at like 6 a.m. or whatever it is, depending on when the workout is. You go lift, you work out, you shower, you go to class. I didn't care about socks and sandals. I would walk around, as long as it wasn't sloppy wet, with socks, sandals, shorts and just a shirt on. Like, that's what I would legit walk around in. I almost took, it sounds stupid now. I admit it sounds stupid, okay? But I took like pride in it, and it was like something that I kind of enjoyed. I enjoy cold weather now, but I wear jeans and a coat and a hat and gloves like a normal person back then. But I've always said, because people were like, what was it like playing in a dome? So in St. Louis, we played in the Edward Jones Dome. I always thought, and at first I would kind of joke about it, but I'm like serious. I always felt like the dome kind of made me soft. Because then we would go play at cold away NFL games, and all of a sudden it would bother me where it never bothered me before. Like my senior year, Texas in the snow, loved it. You go to Kansas City, Big 12 championship game, Arrowhead. I got to admit, that one was a little extra cold. That was a little bit much. I think I've shared the whole Vaseline on the arm story because they wouldn't let us wear sleeves. And my D-line coach was like, put Vaseline on your arms. It'll help keep you a little warm and they won't be able to hold you as much. Have I shared that before, Jake?
I don't think I've heard that. No, you said that was the coldest game you've ever played in. I didn't hear about the Vaseline yet.
Well, I kind of just minorly shared it. So I'll full on share it real quick. So we're going out to the field. The coach is like, no sleeves. No sleeves for the game. We're going to send a message to Oklahoma. And by the way, as silly as that sounds, I trained with some Oklahoma guys for the draft, for the Senior Bowl down in Houston, Texas. And they told me two things. They said, number one, we thought you guys were nuts when none of you had sleeves on. So it must have worked to some, we lost the game, but it must have worked to some level. The other thing he said was Callahan's, because Callahan was a head coach, his offense, they would do so many shifts. He goes, by the time they snapped the ball, I had no idea who I had in coverage. So apparently some of those shifts have an effect on the linebackers, I guess, depending on whatever coverage they were running. But before the game, Callahan's like, no sleeves. We're going to send a message. Okay. What message are we going to send? We're going to be cold? Okay. That's the message we're going to send. And again, I kind of embraced this, but that was an extra cold game. And so my D-line coach calls all this D-linemen over. He's like, hey, put Vaseline on your arms. I'm like, why? That's weird. He goes, no. Well, yes, it is. But here's why. He said it'll keep your arms a little bit warmer, and it'll make it so that they can't grab. He's like, you know, put a little bit on the front of your numbers in your jerseys too. Just a little bit. Don't make it obvious. And so they can't grab you. It still held the crap out of me, but it did help a little bit. In fact, I remember playing in D.C. We had some cold games, Philly, New York, December. And I actually did it. I kind of carried on the I'm not going to wear sleeves thing. I think I wore sleeves one time in the NFL. Oddly enough, it was in Jacksonville, the day after Christmas. It was abnormally cold down in Jacksonville on a night game. And I think I wore white sleeves. I could be wrong. I have to go back and look. Because I think outside of that, I like kind of upheld that I'm not going to wear sleeves. I'm a super tough guy mode. And so I kind of kept the Vaseline thing on the arms with me. It helped to a degree. But it's funny because it's all based on what you're used to. I go to St. Louis. We play in the dome. We'd go play in a place that was like 40, 30 degrees. So cold, but not that cold. I was like, the dome, I swore, made me soft. And We came back to the Wisconsin game here at Nebraska 3-4 years ago. It was abnormally cold. And I just remember thinking, I have become so soft. You live in Colorado. What place do you think is colder, Colorado or Nebraska?
Colorado.
It's Nebraska, and it's not close. What place do you think gets more snow? Not in the mountains, not the ski resorts. Okay, obviously ski resorts, but like we were in the foothills, like Fort Collins. Which place do you think gets more snow?
Well, since I was wrong the first time, I'm going to go with Nebraska.
Yeah, it was Nebraska. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, we're at the foot of the mountains, and it's colder exponentially in Nebraska. You get more snow in Nebraska. Now, you go up in the mountains, and you go to the ski resorts. You go to Vail and Breckenridge, Keystone, Copper, you know, all those places. It's a little bit different. But the difference is the moisture in the air. The moisture in the air that the foothills of Colorado is actually pretty dry. So I was actually pretty surprised that it was much colder here. There was more snow here. I can confidently say, Jake, all right, I'm going to proclaim this for the world to hear because this stuff matters to me. I feel like I've gotten a little bit tougher since I moved back to Nebraska. The cold doesn't affect me as much. I'm not walking around in socks and sandals and shorts and a cutoff shirt. But you know, I got the jeans and the jacket, and I'm actually kind of like, yeah, I'm like, I actually like seeing my breath, you know, stuff like that. Kind of, I don't know, it entertains me. But I'm a simple-minded guy, Jake.
I did, and I wanted to go look and see if you're holding true. So I went to go look at Adam Carricker in the NFL, look for all your pictures. Yeah, you don't have anything really on. I did find the Jacksonville long sleeve, so there is proof that it did happen at one time.
Did I wear sleeves that game?
Yeah, you did.
I don't know why. But anyways, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah. But also, I noticed you're not only did you not really wear sleeves, you just didn't seem to be a big accessories guy.
No. No. And teach their own. There were these guys that would spend forever, like with the wrist, like John Cena, wristbands all up and down the arm. They put the eye black on. That seemed like a lot of extra work, which, hey, to each their own. I totally get it. For me, I was like, I'm going to go hit somebody in the mouth, play after play after play. They're going to hit me in the mouth, play after play after play. I can't be getting up trying to pull the wristband back on. And I should have tried the eye black thing. I just never did. You know, I didn't want to worry about that stuff. I wanted to be just purely focused on football. So I was like stone cold, not bald head, but just like black boots and black trunk, just basic. And I was going to go hit somebody in the mouth. And that's kind of how I approached it for the most part. If you would have seen me in middle school basketball, though.
Oh,
that's I was Mr. Were. Wristband. I was socks up to the bottom of the knees, long baggy shorts, 90s. You got to keep in mind, this was 90s, long baggy shorts, socks up to the knees. It was basically it looked like I was kind of wearing pants because it all met in the middle. You could see no skin on my legs. And then I had all the wristbands. I never did like the headband, though. That just made me sweat more. So maybe I just went the opposite direction, and I just now realized why all these years later. I don't know.
90s basketball. Yeah, you're right. With those baggy shorts, there's we thought that was cool at the time.
At the time, being the key phrase. All right, Nebraska basketball. Is this the biggest week in Nebraska basketball history? Not to overblow things here, but it's kind of an exciting week. How about that? You play No. 3 Michigan on the road tomorrow night. Illinois, No. 11. The new AP poll hasn't dropped yet, so if anybody's changed here, we don't know at the time we're recording this. Number 11 this Saturday.
It is actually out.
Is it out? Okay.
Yeah. Michigan's No. 3. Nebraska is, for the first time in program history, top 5, No. 5.
Nice.
Illinois, by the way, No. 9.
So we got a top 5 matchup. We got a top 10 matchup. We're a top 5 team. Jake. Dude, hand clap. Dude, that deserves a hand clap. Are you kidding me? Top 5 basketball team in the country. I feel like it's the perfect time to play Fred Hoiberg ripping into the team like a monkey on a cupcake at halftime of the Minnesota game. You give him a hand clap, you got to bring him, you got to tear him down to bring him back up, to tear him back down, to build him back up. I know you got the clip ready. Let's give a shout out to a couple of sponsors. We do got some Husker news as well, Husker football news that we're going to get to throughout the show. A couple of football games played yesterday. You know, I don't know, two teams going to the Super Bowl. We can talk about the greatest football weather I've seen in a while, Denver, New England. And the Rams, the No. 1 scoring offense in the NFL. The Seahawks, the No. 1 scoring defense in the NFL. They'd gone 1-1 against each other in the regular season. Their couple of games had come down to not only 1 point, but 1 yard, a 2-point conversion in week 16. So I thought it was an epic day of football yesterday. I'm not going to pretend that the Patriots and Broncos was like highly entertaining to watch, but the weather made it more entertaining. And the Rams-Seahawks, that was a phenomenal game. That was an entertaining game to watch. So we're going to get to all that. Before we do, a couple of shout-outs here. And if you're craving something warm, sweet, and unforgettable, Insomnia Cookies has you covered. Whether you're hosting a party, planning an event, or getting ready for the holidays, Insomnia Cookies delivers fresh-baked goodness right when you need it. Treat your guests to warm, melty classics, deluxe cookies, and even ice cream sandwiches. Honestly, my personal favorite. I love ice cream sandwiches. Perfect for the office celebrations, birthday surprises, you name it. Order ahead or get it delivered. Make your next event a little sweeter with Insomnia Cookies, located in downtown Lincoln on 16th and Q. Also, Hamilton Telecommunications, shout out to our good partners and friends over there, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901, 125 years. Think about that. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. Again, that's HamiltonTel.com. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Fix it! Wake up! We're lucky to be down two possessions right now. All right, get back to being us! Be us!
You think a team that's in this situation with them coming in with an undefeated team, you weren't going to get their best shot? Come on, man! They work too! They go to practice too! They have pride too!
Now, that's as bad a half as we've played all year, okay? So let's get our poise back. Let's go out there and respond, okay? Let's respond. Let's act like we're a top 10 team. Okay, let's respond on the road here. We got through the first punch. We've done this all year long in the second half. Okay, all year long. We got to start this half with a stop. Let's start this half with a kill right away. Okay, right away. Let's go.
So I love so much about that. And it's easy to say that because they came back and they won. Minnesota was actually ahead 36-30 at half over halftime over Nebraska. The Huskers outscored the Gophers 46-21 in the second half. Outscored them by 25 points. Final score 76-57. So there's a few things that I do love. And when I talk about Nebraska basketball, right now it's easy to say a lot of positive things because they're winning. If they had lost, it wouldn't have been great, obviously. But I love the halftime speech. I love it because it's raw, it's honest. It's like, if you see the video, he's right. I don't want to say he's in their face. You're kind of in their faces, you know, to a degree. Then the assistant coach hops in. So Hoiberg, then the assistant coach. And then once you've ripped into him, then you bring him in. You notice at the end, he got calm. He said, let's do what we've done all year. Let's do what we did in the second half. So you let him know this is not acceptable. This is not who we are. Like, you separate yourself from the first half, and then you bring yourself together as a team as you prepare to go out and play in the second half. It wasn't just that he was emotional, raw, authentic, and honest. It's how he ended it. Anybody can yell and scream and rah, rah. But how do you bring them back in? How do you separate from a first half you weren't excited about? And how do you bring them back in so they're ready for the second half? The very end of that clip. That was actually my favorite part. And he's right. Let's go out and do what we did in this, what we've done in the second half all year. And they did. Man, they are a good second half team. Why do you think they're such a good second half team? Outscored them 46-21 after trailing in the first half. Now, you can go back, oh, why didn't they play better in the first half? Well, because you're going to get their best shot. Everybody's going to give you their best punch now. You're a top 10 team on Saturday. You're a top 5 team now. You're not going to be at 100% of your...
Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know when you're wrapping up a long day and that what's for dinner panic hits? Well, when you've got convenient everyday protein from Omaha Steaks waiting at home, that panic turns into your weeknight win. And now's the time to buy during Omaha Steaks Spring Savings Event. Save big on their exclusive lineup of mouthwatering steaks, gourmet burgers, air-chilled chicken, pork, seafood, and more, all delivered right to your door. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO when you shop omahasteaks.com today. With over 100 years of unrivaled quality and variety, Omaha Steaks understands what you need to get dinner done. Plus, every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee.
Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win. So get the world's best everyday protein during their spring savings event. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Video game rating, because you're a human being every single day. It's not, you want to start fast and you want to finish strong, but it's how you respond in the middle when adversity hits. And that's what sticks out to me. Why do you think they're such a good second half team? And they have been all year, Jake.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, they have been fantastic all year. Maybe part of that, maybe that's what we just got, is a little bit of their halftime energy that you get going there. You know, it could be a range of things. This time specifically, you really had your leading scorer, obviously, in Price Sanford go off in the second half. Had 2 points at halftime, finished with 22. So he had 20 points from him in the second half, and that helped as part of that big run. Of course, the big part this time in the second, in the difference between the halves too, is that Minnesota was not missing from beyond the arc in the first half. 9 of 20 from beyond the arc in the first half, 0 of 11 in the second half. But a lot of that, again, goes back to adjustments. You got to give, I mean, as we go through these players and who deserves this, and you just got to give this coaching staff a lot of credit, because I think that is something to highlight and has to be part of the reason why they're doing so much better in the second half. And again, there you look at, okay, they made those threes in the first half, missed them in the second, but you know, the different, they shot about half as many attempts in the second half when they're trailing and trying to come back. So clearly that was a something that Nebraska focused on in at halftime to limit in the second half.
I think the defense picked up a tick or two or three or four, if I'm being honest with you. The defense picked up, and I've actually talked about their defense quite a bit. The way they play defense sticks out to me. It's not just because I'm a defensive-minded guy, but the way they play defense versus what we would talk about last year in their defense. It wasn't quite as up to snuff, so to speak. The improvement there is what's excited me the most. And the other thing, like, they've got three or four guys. Like, Rick Mass goes off versus Michigan State. Price Sanford goes off versus Minnesota. If you try to shut one guy, they got, like, two, three, four guys that can score in bunches. One of the best point guards in the country in Sam Hoiberg, one of the most improved players in the entire Big Ten Conference. And it's like, you can't focus on any one or two guys. They have so many people who can shoot, who can score. To your point, I mean, you mentioned this, Price Sanford, 22 points. You said 20 in the second half, 50% shooting, 10 rebounds, 4 blocks, a double-double, and helps Nebraska keep their perfect season alive. 20-0. Dude, what kind of world are we living in? And I mean this, what kind of awesome world? Indiana went 16-0, won the national championship in football. Nebraska basketball is 20-0 and number 5 as we sit here, right here, right now. Like, what a beautiful world this is. It makes no sense to me, but I love it. Things don't have to make sense. I just have to learn to enjoy it and try to learn from it, you know, as well as I'm trying to get better each and every day in my own right, in my own life and things that I do. I'm like, hey, what did Kurt Cignetti do? What's he do that's successful? What does Saban do? What does Hoiberg do? What does Coach K do? I mean, he was there at Duke for over 30 years. By the way, ain't been the same since he left. What do these guys do? Duke's still pretty good, just not quite the same. What do these guys do? And I'm always trying to learn and pick up little things here and there from people that can help me improve in things as well. All right, Nebraska's third straight win. I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. Let me start that over. Third straight 20-win season under Fred Hoiberg. Obviously, we got here pretty quick this year, quicker than previous 2 years. But did you realize that? Our third straight 20-win season under Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, it's incredible from obviously the first three seasons. If you remember, they won 7-7-10. So from that level, and shout out to Nebraska, you know, athletic department over there. There's a lot of programs around the nation that would have cut it off at that point. Mm. But they've had the patience to go through it. Now we see why Fred Hoiberg was such a great hire and was, you know, a coach in the NBA and his success in Iowa State and all that.
The guy can shoot too. Like, holy crap. Have you seen the videos of him shooting? Just swish, 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 3-point line, swish, swish, swish. Man, dude can still shoot. All right. Number 3, Michigan, Tuesday night in Ann Arbor. I haven't looked at the spread. I assume we're underdogs just because people are going to overlook us until we win some more of these games. Let me know what that spread is on that, Jake. Number 11, Illinois on Saturday at Rutgers. You know, you travel halfway across the country. Do I believe we should win on the road at Rutgers? Are we a better team? Yes, they're going to give us their A game. Purdue. So three of our next four games are top 10 teams. Two of them are top five teams. Purdue, as we sit here, right here, right. Are they still in the top five?
No, they fell out. They lost two games.
Okay, that's okay.
They're number 12.
They're number 12. So I was looking at Nebraska basketball schedule, said number four. They've not updated, but they're number 12 now. Okay. So still another really good basketball team. And then Northwestern, our good buddies from Iowa. Got to finish the season strong. Got to go out to California at USC, at UCLA. Then we play our good buddies from Iowa again to close out the regular season. I just see a lot of opportunities. A lot of opportunities for Nebraska basketball right now.
10.5 points for Michigan, by the way, for the spread.
We're a double-digit underdog?
Double-digit underdog.
That's just disrespectful.
Agreed.
Dude, I expect this to be a double digits. All right, now I'm offended. You know they lost to Wisconsin, who we beat by 30 points. Can I just point that out real quick?
You can. They okay. do average 91 points per game, so they're pretty good themselves.
I know they're pretty good, but double digits? Like, goodness yeah. gracious. All right. Now I'm offended. Doesn't matter if I'm offended, but I'm offended. I just want people to know that. All right, Nebraska basketball, most people are starting to have them as a one or two seed in the tournament. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. Like, I really just, let's focus on Michigan. Then let's focus on Illinois. Let's finish the regular season strong. Make some noise in the Big Ten tournament, whatever that looks like. Get that first NCAA win, NCAA tournament win. And then the season is already a success. And then just have fun with it. What kind of noise can they make? Just for fun. Because we're not a coach or a player, so we can put the cart way before the horse and it's okay. What seed do you think they will be going into the tournament? Like, project way ahead unnecessarily yeah. here, and I'll do the same. Go ahead.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think, the big tests are starting to come. Like you said, this Michigan game could ultimately decide the Big Ten title. This is the only time they play each other, so it could come down to that. I mean, I think right now you're projecting as a one or two seed, and the excitement somewhat behind that now as you look at Illinois, who is moving up, like I said, in the polls. They're at number 9 in the AP poll, number 10 in the coaches poll. They have 3 losses, and one of those being to Nebraska. So if Nebraska does even lose the next 2 games, they're still probably not falling out of the top 10. Now you start to get into the 2 and 3 seed maybe rather than the 1 and 2, but this is a top 5 team. There's no reason to believe that they shouldn't be competing for a national championship in everything at this point that follows that. Any category you say, Big Ten tournament champion, Big Ten regular season champion, they're number 5 in the nation. They should be talked in all the discussions.
Something in my gut tells me that we're going to be a 3 seed because we should probably be higher, but they're going to say it's Nebraska basketball. They can't be that good. They just can't be. What? Okay, we'll earn it. We'll take advantage of some of these opportunities we have in front of us. Again, I don't expect us to go undefeated. That'd be glorious if that happens. But I love watching them play. I love the way Fred coaches. I love the way they make in-game adjustments, the way we play in the second half, the scrappiness. And again, for me, it's going to come down to get that first NCAA tournament win, and then we can just move on with our lives. And whatever happens after that, knowing that we got a pretty good basketball team, all right, and there should be some exciting things in the future going ahead. That's really what I'm going to focus on. My gut just says 3 seed, even if we should be a 1 or a 2, whatever happens. So what would you consider a successful week this week for Nebraska basketball? 2-0, obviously not 0-2. 1-1, what would you consider a successful week this week?
I mean, you want to win every game, but I mean, I think 1-1's still rather successful, right? For the reason I just stated, they're not going to fall too far in the polls, and either way, you'd get a top 10 victory, which with Illinois and Michigan State both in the top 10, that would be 3, So, if you're at 3-1 by the end of the week against top 10 teams, that's still pretty darn good. I'll take that more often than not.
And some national pundits who are starting to show us a little bit of respect, and I'm fine for those who don't. I get it. Okay. Sometimes you just got to be so good people can't ignore you. Like, that's a philosophy that I have when I'm talking to people, when I'm doing public speaking, when I'm coaching, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole, but when I was overlooked for the coach's kid growing up, my dad was like, just be so good they can't ignore you. And so that's kind of a philosophy that I've always taken with me. And Nebraska basketball, I'm sure, is going to have some sort of a similar philosophy going forward. This was interesting, though. If you look this up, what were the odds of Nebraska being 20-0 at this point, like before the season started in the preseason?
Oh, boy.
Well, they're obviously not very good. I was just, what were the odds?
Yeah.
In short, preseason betting odds for Nebraska to reach 20-0 or go undefeated so far this year would have been extraordinarily long. And that's like an extra bold here as I typed it in. Okay. Likely in the range of, and I can't, I'm not even, they didn't use a comma, so I don't appreciate that. I think it's plus How many zeros is that? One, two. I think it's plus 50,000 to plus 200,000 or 2 million. I think there's five zeros. So 50,000 to 200,000 or more. The implied probability well under 1%, often between 0.1 to 0.5% at best, reflecting their under-the-radar status before the season. Bettors who back them early on, and then it goes on to how much you could have won, depending on how much you put in. All right, this run has defied all preseason expectations. Great job by the Huskers. And then it looks for more odds of them, you know, going to the Final Four and all that good stuff, which obviously a little bit better than the odds. I was just kind of curious. I was just kind of interested to see what the odds were, knowing that they weren't going to be good very good at all. And frankly, they shouldn't have been. But stuff like that's always kind of interesting to me, like defying the odds, being so good they can't ignore you, overcoming, you know, what people think you can't do. It's one of the reasons I think a lot of people related to Indiana so much. Kurt Cignetti, honestly, they should have somebody like, he shouldn't have his own TV show because he's busy coaching, you know, football and focusing on football. He doesn't want distractions, but like he could have his own TV show. Somebody like Frank Caliendo, like he does good voice impressions. Like who'd be a good like actor that could imitate his body language and facial demeanors? Like that would be entertaining to watch, even if it's not Kurt Cignetti himself. It'd be even more entertaining. But so you like that idea at all?
I do. I just can't think of an actor off the top of my head, but that's a good one to ponder maybe during the break.
So this is a terrible one. It's just someone who's, in my opinion, he's highly successful, but he overacts sometimes. And sometimes Kurt Cignetti's facial expressions are so strong, although they never change. It's always the same strong. Jim Carrey.
Oh, now, yeah, there you go.
What
yeah.
do you think of Jim Carrey?
That could work. We might have, you know, he's kind of gone rogue a little bit after for a while. But, yeah, I mean, I think that could work. You got like even, you know, I always think of his eyebrows. So maybe we can get The Rock to do it. The Rock's changed a little bit in his most recent film. So maybe he could get some makeup on, get going there.
Yeah, dude, all that. He spent all those years like in the Iron Paradise working out at 4 a.m., get jacked. Then he loses all that weight to the point where some people are concerned about his health. He was doing it for a movie role. Now, do you think he's trying to put all that back on? Dude, how hard would it be to maintain that for years, then lose? I can tell you right now, losing weight is really, really hard. I'm not the only one. And then you got to, is he going to put it back on? But he's The Rock. You have to. Like, how does that work? He's in his 50s. Dude.
No, he gets paid pretty well. So I would just, anytime I'm hungry, I just have somebody pour a bucket of money on me and remind me of what I'm doing here.
Never heard that before. All right, before we go to break, let us know on the text line. What's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Anybody who could be a good potential actor to play Kurt Cignetti, whether it's in like a weekly show or a movie at some point that could be made down the road, let us know on the text line. I forgot to mention this, you know, Spencer Fano, who, because I went to the Outland Trophy ceremony, these stats are redonkulous. And I made a note and I saw him after the show. I was like, I've got to revisit this. So Spencer Fano, who won the Outland Trophy this year, he's going to be a top 10 pick. He was only out of high school for 3 years, by the way. When he left high school, he was only 260. Like this dude developed and developed at an absurdly accelerated rate. He had 364 pass blocking attempts last year at Utah. So the first number is ridiculous. He gave up zero sacks, 364 attempts. As ridiculous as that is, it's not even the thing that impressed me the most. So he only allowed 4 total quarterback pressures out of 364 attempts. 364 times somebody tried to pass rush him, and only 4 times, nobody got to the quarterback. Only 4 times did they even get close enough to write down pressure. That is, again, that's not a point. 0.01, that is 0.0101, like 0.01% pressure rate allowed. That's insanity. You know, when he came out of high school, they said he was too small to play offensive line, ironically enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.